I invite you this morning to be opening your Bibles to John chapter 20 as we look at the events still of that resurrection day. As Jesus now appears to the disciples, appears to them in that locked room. They are gathered there together, afraid for their lives, and Jesus comes to them. And in the passage we'll read, he will say it once. If you continue on for a few verses, he will say it to them three times. Peace be with you. That is the first words that he says to them. The first command that he gives them in his resurrected presence with them. And I think it's an important one as we recognize the significance of that resurrection peace. Read with me, if you will, John chapter 20. We'll begin and read verses 19 and 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Now, I want to remind you a little bit of all the circumstances of what's going on there as Jesus appears to them in that locked room. The disciples are there. Primarily, we believe this to be the apostles, the 11 that are there. Perhaps the women are gathered with them, but it is still a small group of the closest followers of Jesus. They are gathered together in a locked room because they are afraid for their lives. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment, but you can understand how, with Jesus having just been crucified, as his main followers, they know that the Jews are after them as well. You want to destroy the head of that organization, but then you also want to take out as many of its most important people as you can. And so they know that their lives are very much in danger. But they also know that Mary Magdalene and the others have told them that they have been to the tomb and Jesus is not there. Peter and probably John have gone and seen that as well. And so they are confused. The women have told them that they have been given a message to give to them, that he is risen from the dead. But that's a hard message to understand and believe. And so they are confused, they are frustrated, they're scared. And then Jesus appears to them in that locked room. And the very first words that he chooses to speak to them are, "Peace be with you." And I want us to think about the significance of that message. I want us to think about why Jesus would choose those words over all others to begin his resurrection appearance with them. Certainly, there were a lot of other factors. They were afraid, scared, as they see a man that they knew to be dead standing before them. But it is so much more than that. Peace be with you. And in order to understand that, I want us to think a little more about what the disciples were feeling that day as they were gathered together in that room. Perhaps if we could put it in a nutshell, we would just say that their lives as they knew it were over. Everything that could go wrong in their lives had gone wrong. I want you to think about the fears that they must have had. I want you to think about the frustration. I want you to think about what it meant to them spiritually and emotionally to have followed Jesus into Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday, to have seen the crowds rejoicing before him, to see those palm branches laid down in honor of him, and to see him hailed as the conquering king. Their lives are as high as they can be. But in less than a week, Jesus is then arrested. He is beaten, ultimately crucified, and laid dead in a tomb. Talk about your extreme of emotions. Now they have gone from being princes of a great king to literally fearing for their lives. Everything that they have been putting their trust and faith in for the last 3 years as they have followed Jesus is over. All the things that they have anticipated and expected, all the things that they have looked forward to and set their minds and hearts to are gone. All the things that they have believed would be theirs have been crucified. And now they are afraid, lonely. They are more upset perhaps than they have ever been in their entire lives. Their hopes and their dreams are shattered. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what the rest of the day holds, much less what the next week, month, or years hold. All they know is that there is nothing left of what their lives have been. Now, some of you today cannot imagine anything like that ever happening in your life. But for most of us, we know better. For most of us have also come to that point in our lives when they have been shattered. When something happens in our lives that is so devastating to us that we cannot imagine what's going to happen the rest of the day, much less tomorrow or on down the line. We've experienced the confusion. We've experienced the fear. We have experienced what it means to have no foundation at all, so that every step seems to slip out from underneath us. We can relate to those that are gathered in that locked room that day. Their lives are at war with fear and chaos and pain and loss. Suffering and destruction. And so it is no wonder that when the risen Lord appears to them in that room and looks upon their faces, the first thing he says to them is, "Peace be with you." If I could paraphrase that into our more common vernacular today, it's okay. Jesus is bringing his presence together with them to say, all of these things that have you so afraid, you don't need to be worrying about. And the presence of Jesus, as he stands living before them, is the evidence of the fact that he is in control of their situation. The resurrection itself and his presence with them in that room is the proof to them that everything that can happen to us in this world, including death itself, has no victory over God. As Jesus stands living before them, he is able to say, "Peace be with you. It's okay. I'm in control of this situation. Now, the disciples believed that they were in anything but control. Their lives were completely out of control. And their belief was that Jesus had been in the same situation, that his life had been out of his control and put under the control of Pontius Pilate and the soldiers who would nail him to a cross. But he stood before them now to say, "Those things do not control me. Pilate has no control over me. The soldiers have no control over me. The cross has no control over me. I live." And whatever is going on in your lives, I'm here to tell you that I'm greater than that. Peace be with you. Now again, in your life today, as you sit here in First Baptist Church on this beautiful Sunday morning, it may be that your mind and your hearts do not reflect the beauty of the day around us. And it may be that although we are not gathered together in a locked room for fear of anybody, maybe you yourselves are locked up as tight as you can be because your life is out of control. Things are happening to you that you can't explain. Things are happening to you that you don't think ought to be happening to you. The world appears to be winning. And you're looking for answers and you can't find any. And you're looking for something to hold on to, and everything seems to be falling away. I remind you that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, the resurrected Savior, stands with us in this room and says, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." And Jesus showed them His hands and His side that they might have no doubt that who was speaking to them was the one that they had seen physically destroyed. But that destruction could not win. And Jesus stands before you today with those same wounds open, saying to you, "The world cannot win. Peace be with you." The power of the resurrection, the power of Jesus Christ standing before the apostles in that room, the power of Jesus Christ in this room today as living God, name above all names, it proves to us that He and He alone is in control. And so if you're looking for something to hold on to today, if you're looking for something to restore your hope, something to restore the peace that you so desperately need, a calmness to your heart and your mind, then stand together in the presence of Jesus, who demonstrates to you that nothing is greater than He is. Nothing can compare to the power of the resurrection. And that power lives in us today. Now again, you may be tired today. You may be frustrated. You may be scared. Things may be going in 1,000 different ways and you can't control one of them. But He can. And let the presence of Jesus Christ bring you the peace that knows He is in control. From this point on, the apostles would not meet together in locked rooms for fear of the Jews. Instead, they would go boldly they would stand and bear witness of the resurrected Lord who would protect them no matter what. Maybe you came in today to a locked room, but you can go forth today in confidence and strength and peace because the resurrected Lord is here. This morning we're going to have a time of invitation. And perhaps for you this morning it is a time in which you need to come confess to the Lord, I am scared. I'm afraid. My life is out of control. And you just need to lay that at the feet of the living Lord. And let His resurrection power transform your situation, even today. Whatever decisions you need to make, however you need to make them, you do that as we stand and sing.